you have done some new research coming out that talks about some of the time and attendance issues. And again, you're coming up with some fairly unexpected results. What do you see as the main trends there?
Well, one thing I noticed, which was really not that surprising, although it was more dramatic than I thought, is that retailers with better sales in general spend less time, their store managers spend less time working on workforce management than their, that means that, that's consistent with something I've seen, which is that you're better off with a store manager on the selling floor than you are having them sit at a spreadsheet or a whiteboard or somehow trying to figure out what the labor schedule should be. But what was really counterintuitive is only 50% of our survey respondents, and there was about 77 of them, I think, said that they use automated time and attendance. And that was across all retail segments, tiers, sizes. You know, $5 billion plus retailers with, you know, in revenue still not using automated time and attendance. And that struck me as really surprising because it means their store managers are doing a stunning amount of clerical work that they just don't need to do at all.
And you had expected to find very different things.
Well, I didn't even want to ask the question. I thought the answer would be 100%. You know, everyone's using automated time and attendance over a $50 million retailer. So I was really surprised. I don't know if you've ever seen this kind of data, Greg, but I was totally surprised to see that.
Well, one of the things that's happening that we're seeing, really due to some of the toolkits that we're installing on workforce management to help retailers go through this process, is to get to that fully automated thing across the chain of 800 to 1,000 stores. You're now looking at the hardware requirement, let's say with a Kronos system or WorkBrain, that is equivalent to putting in an ERP solution.
Yeah, fair enough.
Those servers are huge, and they're very complex. And when it comes to scheduling employees, it becomes very difficult because you're dealing with personalities, and computers don't really deal with personalities very well. And I think a lot of retailers are sitting there that are store managers, even though we'd like to have them on the floor more often, they know their people better. And quite frankly, in many of those store positions, there's a tremendous labor shortage. And they know which people they can give more hours to and ask to work longer hours, and then know others that if they don't give them the right hours, they're just going to walk across to a competitor and work there. And that's a tremendous challenge that's there. So it's hard to remove that human element out of it and just put it into an automated system and get that to work. So I think retailers are seeing that. But when they do, the amount of complexity is really requiring a lot of horsepower at the centralized server level.
I mean, I saw that there was a lot more, there seemed to be a greater penetration of automated labor scheduling and forecasting in a way than there was of time and attendance. That's why I was so surprised. I mean, like I said, I didn't even want, and your point about the clocks is really well taken, that's a serious expense. And then the editing of the time clock information, which is, I think, probably also what they're talking about, is something that I guess they're doing manually. I just was surprised.
Yeah, one of the things that you're probably also seeing, I'm not sure if you asked in your survey, is if time type clocks are being put in, they're being put in with biometrics now.
Sure.
Rather than just being a regular time clock to avoid the buddy punching.
I think there's clearly a message that retailers are starting to become aware of, which is that workforce management is not just about labor savings. It's also about boosting sales. That's, I think, a really important notion that's been lost. You know, it's one thing to talk about shaving 10 minutes off by having someone check in at their workstation instead of as they're walking in the door, and scheduling in 15-minute increments, and all of those are useful and handy for profitability, and so there's no question there. But what's really powerful is the value of having the right worker on the floor at the right time to do the right task. And particularly as we move into an era of more and more task management and store performance management applications gaining market penetration, it becomes more and more important to understand who the right worker is, what it is they're supposed to do, and what their skills are.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Paula, is the fact that people are looking at labor as being their competitive advantage. That labor, where it's best deployed, and what you have from an hour standpoint. If you look at retailers like Trader Joe's and Publix, one of the more common things that you hear people say about them as customers is that they got better people, yet they're pulling from the same labor pool.
Right.
And that affects in many, many ways.
Yeah, and you know, just as a lawyer, the other thing is that it also helps you on issues like employment discrimination. When you take action against employees for poor performance, you have a way of electronically tracking the performance against a set of measurable criteria, so you can justify whatever decisions that you're making.